this goes to Shelley, Shelley, France, Frantz, PAC. Fax is 989. I'll leave that blank. I don't have the fax. The patient is Margaret Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-I-O. Date of birth 3/8/1979. Dear Miss France, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Miss Rosario, who was seen in Alma Hospital for abnormal kidney function, 6/17, and she was seen by Dr. Fuente through 6/22. Initially, creatinine was 2.41, and on 6/22, it was down to 2.16. Then it was rechecked after discharge, and it was 1.76, so it had been slowly improving. She was quite anemic with a hemoglobin of 8.5, and she had a post-hospital follow-up visit scheduled for today. Since that time, though, she has been seen in the Mount Pleasant Hospital emergency room, or Mount Pleasant Health Park emergency room. Initially, the first visit was August 26th of this year for generalized weakness, and her creatinine was as high as 3.01 at that time. She had negative cardiac workup and actually was discharged home with family. And she still wasn't feeling better by 9/2/24 and went back in with abdominal pain and headache, and was found to have an ear infection, and so has been treated with Augmentin. She has about 3 more days of treatment left with the Augmentin, and she reports that she is feeling better. And when labs were checked in the ER on 9/2/24, creatinine had improved from 3.01 down to 1.99. The patient reports that she did have a CAT scan with contrast done after hospitalization, but before 9/2, and she thinks the contrast material may have affected kidney function, but it is improving at this point. Currently, she is completely blind, and her daughter has brought her to the clinic for this follow-up visit, and she is feeling a little bit better today. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, carvedilol, 25 milligrams twice a day, Renvela, 800 milligram, 1-3 times a day before each meal. Valsartan is 80 milligram once daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Augmentin is 875 milligram twice a day. Also, hydrocodone with acetaminophen every 6 hours as needed for pain. And Glargine insulin, 15 units once daily. Zofran, 4 milligram orally disintegrating tablets every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 218 pounds, pulse is 70, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/86. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/2/2024. Creatinine 1.99. with estimated GFR up to 29, and that's up from 3.01 August 26 with the estimated GFR of 18 at that time. Calcium 8.2, sodium 141, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 3.0, liver enzymes are normal. And hemoglobin 9.6, that's up from 9.3 2 weeks ago. Normal white count, normal platelets. Last phosphorus we have is 627 of 24, that was 4.9. Calcium was 8.6 and albumin was 2.9 at that time. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels on 9/2/24. We are going to ask her to get labs 2 to 3 days after she finishes the augmentin again. We'll repeat a urinalysis at that point, checking for blood or protein. Two, hypertension, slightly above goal currently. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Four, congestive heart failure, stable. Well, she is going to have monthly lab studies done, and we'll have a follow-up visit with this practice with this patient in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.